This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. South Africa has announced its final election results that confirm no party won a majority, and unprecedented coalition talks are starting to find a way forward for Africa's most advanced economy, Kate Bartlett reports.
The question is, who will the ANC partner with? That decision will have a huge effect on Africa's most developed economy and the country's political future. Businesses will be rooting for a coalition with the Democratic Alliance, for years the official opposition, which came in second with more than 21% of the vote. A surprise third, nudging out Julius Malema's populist economic freedom fighters, was the Umkhonto we Sizwe Party, or MK, led by former President Jacob Zuma. Kate Bartlett, VOA News, Johannesburg.
Israel's defense minister said on Sunday Israel would not accept Hamas continuing to rule Gaza at any stage during the process to wind down the war, and it was examining alternatives to the Islamist group designated as terrorists by the U.S. Yoav Gallant did not elaborate on possible alternatives. U.S. President Joe Biden on Friday presented a framework deal for winding down the Gaza war. Qatar and Saudi Arabia have condemned an Israeli parliamentary bill that seeks to label UNRWA, the main provider of aid to Palestinians in Gaza, a terrorist group. They join a growing list of countries to speak out against the proposal. The bill, which passed a preliminary vote in parliament last week, is the product of increasingly tense relations between Israel and the United Nations Agency for Palestinians. The bill moving through parliament also seeks to cut diplomatic ties between Israel and the agency. UNRWA has been the main supplier of food, water, and shelter to civilians in Gaza during